Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com.
Welcome to PHPBB Weekly. Today is Saturday, September 20th, 2008. This is episode number 79. I am your co-host, David Lewis. Not with me today is Douglas Bell. He is out this week, so I'll be doing the show alone. But I do have a very special guest with me, a moderator from the PHPBB.com moderator team, Brainy, also known well as Cullen. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, hey. I like how I'm a special guest. That's exciting.
Yes, it is. Well, because you're not on that very often. So this is the first time we've had Cullen on here, so that's kind of a nice thing. And it's been a long time since we had a moderator on the team, so I wanted to touch on some moderator topics this week.
When's the last time?
It would have been... I'm not sure I can even remember. I'm not sure we've ever had a moderator, and as a matter of fact.
Oh, so I'm the first. That's exciting.
Yeah, because I was thinking, well, maybe Dave had joined us once before, but I don't think Dave has. Dave has joined us on the official podcast before, but I don't think Dave has ever joined us on PHBBB Weekly. So this would be a special treat for us. So that would be nice. Hopefully, or I was hoping we would get Dave on the show this week, but he apparently had a soccer game with his kids right during this time, so unfortunately it didn't work out that well. But we'll hope to get him on at a later time. As many people have probably seen him give a talk on do the talk for LondInvasion. If you go to the LondInvasion page, you can see his talk on spam. So I actually structured some of the topics around him being here, but we'll go ahead and cover them anyways because, Brainy, I think you know a lot about some of these things too.
I know enough.
Yes, that's sufficient.
he's the one that knows probably the best about spam.
Yeah. Well, one of the first things we wanted to discuss was about over-moderating. Well, let me back up a little bit, get some of the call-in things out of the way. PHPBB Weekly is a live participation podcast, so you can call in at 724-444-7444. Talkcast ID is 12418, and then you can either join in by listening. You also can join us on the chat room and read what we have to say. Or you can actually call in or push the request to talk button and join us on the actual call. So that's great too. Our website is phppbweekly.net. Our official forums are on StarTrekGuide.com. And if you have ever done a presentation over your computer, if you are in a development process, doing a development of some product, and you're working with a team of people, and if you ever had that time where you're taking snapshots of your current development, sending it over, or them critiquing it, you know, telling you what to do, you make some changes, take another snapshot and send it back. Well, let me tell you about GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting allows you to do a presentation on your computer and have several different participants join you in that presentation. So now you can work on your computer, and you don't have to be at the office at one meeting location. You can be at your computer, and all these people are at a virtual office for you. So try our friends at GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com/techpodcast for a free trial, free for 30 days. So give that a shot. All right. I have one other special guest that just joined us. My brother, who loves to join me when Douglas is out. Handyman, also known as Francis Lewis, is his real name. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Francis.
Hey, Cullen.
Cullen was actually the second team member that Francis and I met after Dave Rathbun when we lived in Texas. We went up to Joomla Day back in June 14th.
In Vancouver.
Vancouver. And Colin joined us there. Colin lives in Seattle, so it wasn't too far of a drive for him. So we got to meet up for the first time there. Unfortunately, Colin did not come to Londonvasion, but I know that would have been fun. Maybe next time you'll get to do that, huh, Colin?
Yeah, I'm hoping to make it to the next one, wherever that is.
Yes. And so that was so much fun to do both Joomla Day as well as Londonvasion, both very exciting. To join both those different open source products to go to their day. So that was good. All right, first topic of the day, over-moderating. It was one of the things, especially bringing on a moderator, you guys deal with this, I'm sure, a lot, or you have some guidelines that talk about this, because we're reviewing some issues on some other sites, and I know that some users have come into the question like, oh, do the phpbb.com moderators over-moderate? Well, we wanted to explain exactly what over-moderating is. Colin, could you explain what that is?
Okay, I see over-moderating is when the moderators really kind of take control of the forum and don't really let any of the community do what a community does. Moderators are there to enforce rules and make sure things are organized, but shouldn't get in the way of what a community wants to do and discuss.
Right. So one of the things that we noticed with some boards is like they have so much control over everything that's posted on there. If you post something that they don't agree with, they'll remove it, and that's not really a great way to facilitate a growing, thriving community. People will leave. I've left some communities where everything was just over-moderated, and it's like anything they disagreed with, they would just delete or move, or you know what I mean? It just delete it completely. They didn't want the world to see something that they disagreed with. And it was like, how can you thrive? How can you have a thriving community? You're basically all they're doing is trying to pull everybody around that has the exact same mindsets as them, but what they're doing is destroying their community. And one of the things we like to do on Structured Guide, we'll let people post stuff on there that we don't agree with, and maybe controversial and things like that, as long as they don't turn into things like flame wars, because that's really what moderating is supposed to do, moderate discussions to avoid things like flame wars and people getting really nasty or spam. That's what moderating is supposed to do. But can you tell us some of the other tasks that moderators are in charge of?
Yeah, we have the. Oh, I can go into the moderator control panel and look through. moderator team takes. We handle most of the reported posts. So we listen to the feedback community whenever there's a problem. That's really, really useful. We also handle the bans of spammers and stuff. What else do we do?
You guys do provide a little bit of support, don't you? It's basically simple support.
Yes, we try and jump in for support where we can and help out.
Now, let's see. This might be a question that a lot of people have, and basically that is, how much spam does phpbb.com get?
Oh, okay, let me check the spam listing.
You don't have to get exact.
Well, no, I'm not online on phpbb.com all the time, so I don't see all the spam. It's we get a lot of the Nike shoes spam and WoW Gold, but not
Nike shoe spam. I can't recall seeing that. What is that?
Well, to quote one, "Welcome to our site. We offer wholesale Nike Air Jordan shoes."
Ah, of course. Okay.
That type of thing.
One of those.
Yeah.
Now, and speaking of WoW Gold, that is some spam that we've been seeing cropping up, like grass fire recently over PHPBB boards especially, and I know some other bulletin board softwares, but of course us monitoring the mostly PHPBB bulletin boards, we notice it there first. But WoW Gold, that is something that shows up all the time now, and it hadn't, you know, a year ago this time, I don't ever remember seeing it, and now all of a sudden it's everywhere. So evidently this is something that has cropped up, and it appears what's happening, now this is just a guess, we're still trying to figure out exactly how this is happening, but you're getting people registering. They register in about 7 seconds, so I'm guessing that they are just filling out the CAPTCHA, that they have some automated system that fills in their other information and then shows up a CAPTCHA, and some human types in the CAPTCHA. And then they just go directly to reply to topics. So it doesn't matter how difficult or how easy the CAPTCHA is, they're going to bypass it. Because see, the thing is, in PHPBB, now PHPBB 3 specifically, there's two types of CAPTCHAs. So there's the default CAPTCHA, which was from PHPBB 2. Now, that CAPTCHA has been around so long that every bot program on the world has figured out how to break that CAPTCHA, so it doesn't really stop spam registrations. The second kind of CAPTCHA is the new PHPBB 3 CAPTCHA, which uses the GD enhancements to make it a lot more difficult for bots to break. Now, we haven't actually had any evidence of bots breaking it, so we don't. Right now, we don't think it's been broken. You know, you never know, because eventually they will figure out how to break every CAPTCHA that's out there, pretty much. And that's one of the reasons that Dave Rathbun does not like CAPTCHAs. But before I move on to that, Brainy, what is your take on CAPTCHAs?
I think CAPTCHAs should be unique. That's one of the things that the mod I actually have in the queue right now is an alternative CAPTCHA to replace the default PHPBB 3 one, because I know eventually, just by hard determination, the default PHPBB 3 one is going to be broken. And so if you have something different, yes, you're still going to have a problem with human spammers, but you will with all CAPTCHAs. However, as long as it's unique, a bot will have no chance at it. And if you keep your CAPTCHA to where it's not used on very many sites, bot authors will have no real reason to try and target yours in particular, and you will see a very little spam from automated posts.
Now, when you say unique, you, of course, do not mean unique CAPTCHA, because like the PHPBB.com or the PHPBB3 CAPTCHA is unique, but you mean unique to your site.
Yes, unique to your site is very important. It doesn't matter if it's – I know there are some CAPTCHAs that had a question and answer related to your site. Those are really good. As long as it's different from the default, I find it works the best, especially once bot authors figure out how to break the PHPBB 3 CAPTCHA, which we all know will happen eventually. If it's unique, you likely won't see any effects from when that happens.
Now, why can't PHPBB 3 include alternate CAPTCHAs? Why does that not work?
Well, because they'll be broken just as fast as the default one. If you send out CAPTCHAs in the most popular bulletin board software on the internet, someone's going to target every single one of them.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually better for people who have sites to install mods and unique mods, different mods that have some different method of CAPTCHA, whether that be the CAPTCHA itself, which is a visual confirmation form to ensure that you're a human, or whether that be a question and answer, like, you know, let's see, well, I'm thinking of just a basic question. I'm thinking like 2 plus 2, and somebody would enter 4. That's obviously a really easy one. If that were to be included into PHPBB 3, you know, certain questions like that, all they would have to do is Google for the answer. So, like, a bot could Google for 2 plus 2 and come up with 4 and put that in the answer box. So that's a good example of why a mod like that could not be included into PHPBB 3 and have it be successful, because then every bot program in the world, they're looking at PHPBB 3 software, they're looking at our various CAPTCHAs, the options that we have with it, and they're trying their best to break it, because there is a big market for it out there. There's people making money off this stuff. They're building the software to break the CAPTCHAs and then selling it to these spammers, and the spammers make money, the bot creators make money from the spammers who are making money by spamming. Obviously, otherwise, spamming would be long gone. Obviously, somehow spam is still a worthwhile thing that they put their time and effort into. You know, they've got to make money off of it somehow. They're not just doing it to spam. So that's
not always necessarily the case either, because you have why do people hack sites?
Just, you know,
people just like to deface things for some reason. That happens too. If you have a large board, you know, no matter what capture you're using, sometimes people will target your site directly and try and break whatever you have installed.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I should have had Techie Michael on here. He could answer the reason of why people hack sites, because he knows that reason. And in fact, Neothermic knows that reason as well, but I don't, unfortunately, know that reason. So, with PHPBB 3.2, obviously, I believe some additional captures will probably come along. There's been some rather large discussions on Area 51, the development forum for PHPBB, on different captures. And before PHPBB 3 came out, there were some captures with the beta version. I don't remember which version it changed in. But there were some captchas that were there, and some of them were logic puzzles, some of them were 3D captchas. Very, very difficult captchas, and some of them, I could never, ever get correct. When somebody showed me a screenshot of it, I could probably get that correct and stuff like that. But when I was actually registering on a board, because I ran several tests, for some reason, I just couldn't get some of these right. Some of these were logic puzzles, so you had to follow the dots to type in the letters that the dots followed. And I'll be darned if I ever got one of those right. Maybe I got one. But, you know, there's a good example of a captcha that will probably defeat a human and a bot at the same time, which is not what you want.
Yeah, Henry has a really good blog post on the phpbb.com blog about the history of the captchas in PHPBB.
Yes, and he did mention some of those older ones. In fact, he has screenshots of some of the original captures, including the 3D captcha. I'm not sure he doesn't have the logic puzzle in there, which is kind of surprising. I think I don't remember if we had two or if it was just one single logic puzzle. But anyway, he shows the 2.0, actually it's the 2.0.5 onwards captcha, and he shows that in there, and that's the one that every bot program knows how to break. Now, obviously, having that is better than nothing, but only slightly, because all the bot program just has to have some capture reading functionality within it, and that's very easy to install within a bot program. Then, secondly, he showed one a little bit below that was that had all kinds of light letters and then darker letters in it. Now, bot can still pick that out by adjusting the contrast so sharply that the letters just pick out, and then it can just pick out the letters. So those never worked either. And so it's kind of interesting. But as bot programs evolve, we have to evolve the captchas as well. But I believe there will come a time where there will not be a captcha that a bot will not be able to break. And I dread to see that time, but it's like, you know, that still emphasizes a point that every board should install a unique captcha.
Well, at that time, I think that spammers will solve the problem of getting computers to have human intelligence. So I think we need to, once it reaches that point, just ask them how they did and apply it everywhere else.
One of the things that, of course, we'll do, it's actually a constant process, really, with this battle between spammers and people who will try to prevent the spam. You know, as we're building things to prevent spam, they're coming up with ways to crack that. And as they come up with ways to crack that, we develop new ways to try and stay one step ahead of them. And currently, the PHPBB3 captchas one step ahead of at least most people with the captcha that we have now. It's the way that it's designed, interestingly enough. So it makes it difficult, but it's not ever going to stop human spammers. Humans can still register on your board. They can then turn it over to a bot and have the bot post. So what do you do when that happens? Brainy, what do you do when they turn it over to, or even when the humans spam? What's the best defense against that?
Well, on phpbb.com, whenever we see a spam post, If it's obviously spam, WoW Gold, etc., we try and delete it immediately, ban them immediately. The administration control panel has a very nice feature that allows you to move or delete all posts, and that's used quite a lot. It makes it easy for WoW Gold spammers that have gone to 3-5 different forums on phpbb.com and posted in topics. It's easy to remove those posts altogether instead of going to them one by one.
Right, so you could just go to the administration control panel. Let's say they posted 20 replies to 20 different topics. You could go there, click move posts, move it to the trash can, or delete posts and delete them all together. And that's it. There's just one action, one step to completely eliminate the spam.
One time I think I counted, and I believe it takes less than 10 mouse clicks for me to get rid of a spammer and all of their posts on phpbb.com.
Less than 10 mouse clicks. So that's doing something like, all right, so you have to enter the administration control panel, which means you have to re-authenticate. You've gone to their profile.
I think I started from the administration control panel. So from when I see the post, it's more, I'll admit.
Okay, yeah, because what you would do is, I imagine, is, you know, you would see the post, you would click on their profile, click administrate user, mm-hmm. log into the administration control panel. Then you can, from there, you're already at the overview page for that particular user. Then you can move their posts. Then you have to go and, let's see, which, do you usually ban in the moderator control panel, or do you guys ban in the administration control panel?
A matter of preference. I prefer the administrator control panel. Don't have to go to another spot.
And then you can, obviously, you add them to a banned group, I assume, or set their rank.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. But regardless, so that's anyway the steps. And actually, that brings us to one of the other topics we want to discuss, and that was Acidburn's recent blog post called Londonvasion Recap and the PHPB Ascrius Development. And he just posted this yesterday, blog post, and it's basically everything that you heard him discuss at Londonvasion. He wrote down on paper, so you can see all the many of the development notes for Ascrius and many of the changes it's going to be made. It's quite a long post, and it's nice to see it in written format, because, you know, we got to hear it and everything, and sometimes you don't remember everything that you hear. But one of the changes that's going to happen in Ascrius, and he talks about it in the plan features for the new moderator control panel, is more control for, and actually I've heard him discuss this a few times. I didn't read these carefully, but the new moderator control panel will have a complete overhaul of moderation capabilities, adding inline moderation capability, ability to add user notes while performing several moderation actions, allowing moderation tools in search results, canned responses, and more control over warnings. Now, obviously, because PHPB.com itself does get quite a bit of spam, one of the things that we have an advantage of doing is taking the knowledge that we're learning to combat this spam and applying it to the software directly so that administrators have the ability to combat this spam as well. Again, one of the things that one of the best ways to combat spam, obviously, is a good offensive. That means having the personnel to be able to deal with it. Like, I was on a forum the other day, and the administrator only visits once every month or so. So what happens, you have these human spammers that come along, and they spam all kinds of these different topics, and we're just left with all these spam posts to try and wade through, and, you know, that becomes kind of a problem, especially for an active board or support board. And so, you know, I reported all the posts and things like that, and still nothing until he came by, and I wrote to him and I said, hey, you know, you've got a lot of spam here, and I can give you some tips on how to eliminate it, and made me a simple moderator and was able to deal with it myself too. But one of the things that we did, and this is what we do on Starter Guide too, is we take the common spam terms, like you have the Viagra spam, Nike wholesale spam, Kialis, WoW Gold, things like that. And what we've done on Starter Guide is we've taken all those words and we've put them in the word sensor. So, so now when anybody types WoW Gold into their post, it replaces it with spammer or please report this post. And so what that does is now their links always have their keywords to the product that they're trying to sell. So if it's WoW Gold, they've got all these keywords for WoW Gold within the links. And so if you replace that with Spammer, you've all of a sudden made their links invalid or broken. And also, what's kind of funny about it is now the spam, it doesn't actually make sense. You can't tell what the spam is about because it's kind of hilarious because it replaces all their words in their post with spammer, 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 spammer. So it can get pretty funny. But now it completely neutralizes the effectiveness of that particular spam. So as long as you know those words that you're trying to replace, and we put all kinds of different versions of WoW Gold in the word sensor, and so we don't get WoW Gold spammers anymore. Does it have to do with the word sensor? Francis, what do you think?
Personally, I love the word sensor for that. I haven't seen any WoW Gold come in. I didn't know that you added that word. But some of the spam in there, of course, sometimes we don't trash it because it's so hilarious. You know, we'll copy it and post it, like in the 10 Forward Lounge, where we can all see it and have a good laugh over it. But their spam posts are so broken that it ends up not being spam at all. So the word sensor is definitely a great way to deal with spam too.
At least if you don't have the personnel to be able to deal with it, because obviously, you know, it's best to be able to have enough people. You know, enough people in the moderator positions that they're going to be able to catch spam like we do on phpb.com. Spam doesn't exist for very long, Cullen.
Yeah. We try and stop it in its tracks. One thing that's also in the pipeline is I saw Guest 7 mention it in the chat room. There's the queue feature that's just been added. I'm probably changing topics on you.
That's okay.
I haven't experimented with it much, but there's a feature that is currently on Area 51 for us, and you can check it out via the SVN of the PHPBB code. I think it might be in plan to be released in 3.0.3, but I'm not sure about that. That allows you to have, if you have a new user with no posts, and they post a topic, or if they do not have a certain number, must be approved by a moderator.
Okay, a certain number must be approved by a moderator. So,
a certain number of posts.
Certain number. Okay, so they have to have like a minimum of say like 10 posts.
Yes.
And
up until then, the post must be approved by a moderator. And that's actually stopped some spam over at Area 51.
Yeah, because we get quite a bit of spam over Area 51, and one of the reasons, of course, is that team members are not viewing that forum quite as much, or even some of us team members don't have complete moderator permissions over there. We can report posts and warn users, but we can't actually move posts and ban users, unfortunately. But that means that sometimes that spam will remain until a moderator can come along and actually deal with it, which doesn't happen very often. Mostly mod team members and development team members are viewing the Area 51 forums. So there has been quite a bit of spam that's been posted on there, and everybody notices it because it's a little bit long. It remains a little bit longer than the phpbb.com spam. But since AcidBurn enabled this feature, I have not seen any spam at all crop up on Area 51. But does that mean that there's too much work for moderators now, or is it not that big of a deal?
I don't think that it's too much work for moderators. Looking at the queue, I don't see any posts that are currently needing to be approved. However, I haven't been over there a lot to look at. I don't think that it's too much more work. It's one more place to check.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, it's only going to catch the brand new users, so you're only going to catch the people with, you know, the first couple of posts, and that's really the most crucial time because that's when you can see if they are spammers or not. Because obviously, if somebody posts something valid, you know immediately they're a valid user. You can approve their posts, and you don't have to approve any further posts from them, do you?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so that's nice. So basically, it's saying new users. If you don't have any posts approved yet, then all your posts go into the moderation queue until they can be approved. Once any post is approved from that time forward, all your posts will be approved posts. And of course, it doesn't affect any of the users who have more than, you know, their first number of posts. So that's kind of a nice spam combating feature. But there's going to be some new features that'll be in 3.2 that'll help moderators combat spam. And also, obviously, in 3.0.3, we'll have some additional functionality as well. But that's some tips on how to improve spam is, again, having a unique CAPTCHA or some sort of confirmation method you can use. Like Dave Rathbun likes to use checkboxes, like click the third checkbox, and you know, or the marked checkbox, and he has a checkbox marked, and you have to click just that checkbox to get your post approved. And most bots will come through and they will check all of them or check no checkboxes at all. So that's actually, it's a little bit easier, obviously, than a CAPTCHA, but if that kind of thing was included into PHP3, it would be instantly broken. Nobody would be able to use it. It would be broken much faster than any possible CAPTCHA. But
well, only thing with that is there's different ways that you can basically mark a checkbox that's supposed to be checked. So you can do it in different ways, you know, based on the site, so that bots can't recognize it. So there's a lot you can do with that that wouldn't be broken for a long time.
Any time that a human can read something, a bot can read it too. He can parse a page exactly the way that you see it. So that's really the problem. And I know what you're talking about. Like you can make some CSS thing that inserts it in there, but you wouldn't be able to tell unless, you know, you were actually looking at it. But they could still, again, render the page and look at it the exact way you can and identify the checkbox to mark. So yes, I'm sure you can make it very difficult for them, but if you put it on, if you put it in the PHPB3 form software, they will find a way to break it. I guarantee you they'd find a way to break it faster than any CAPTCHA.
Now, if it wasn't actually added to the PHPBB core and you added it yourself and made it unique, then I think it would actually work pretty darn well.
Yes.
I'm sure Dave has found.
Yes, and he has found that. Yeah, definitely. Although, you would, on larger sites, I have to wonder then, you know, how long that sort of thing would last, because on really large boards, people are always trying to find ways to spam on them. So they'll target those boards directly, like phpb.com. Spammers may target it directly or just register as a human and then turn it over to a bot too. So larger boards are always going to have more of a problem than smaller boards are with that regard, even if you have something unique. So you still have to have something unique and difficult at the same time, but not too difficult that humans can't do it. Because that's the whole point, is you want to be able to have humans continue to register. Like I always say, it has to be easy enough for grandma and difficult enough that bots won't be able to register, which is very difficult to do in today's world.
That's one disadvantage that we have on phpbb.com. The phpbb.com board is set up so it's as close to a default install as possible.
Except it does have the CAPTCHA, the more advanced CAPTCHA.
I haven't registered on phpbb.com for a while, so I'm not sure what CAPTCHA they're using. But since it's trying to make it as close as possible to a real board, we can't make some of those changes to make it unique and stop some of those spammers.
Right, we can't install some spam mod or spam prevention mod or something like that, because it's actually PHPB3 itself, you know, very little modifications to that particular board. What we're running is what pretty much anybody else would be running. You know, there's nothing special about what we're doing. Only Area 51 does run some development software that's very unique. And it's the testing ground, really. You know, it's a lot of where they test stuff live and things like that. So they'll install some new feature on there. And if that works well, then they'll put it in the SVN. They'll put it in the CodeForge. But so Area 51 is really the only board that's really completely different.
Okay, speaking of the CAPTCHA on phpbb.com.
You're muted.
Oh, okay, here we go. Now, speaking of the phpbb.com CAPTCHA, I have it up, and it's actually fairly simple to read.
But it is the more advanced GD CAPTCHA. That's not the default PHPBB2 CAPTCHA ported to PHPBB3.
Well, that CAPTCHA does come with the PHPBB core, though. However, someone can download PHPBB and enable it within the administration control panel.
Right.
It's not truly custom.
Right. No, it's not custom, but it is the more advanced CAPTCHA. The default CAPTCHA is actually a lot simpler, but the more advanced CAPTCHA does require the GD library, which not all hosts have, unfortunately. The GD library enables it to be a little bit more difficult of a CAPTCHA, which is better. And anybody, if you're running a board, if you make a PHPBB3 installation, you should ensure that you enable the GD CAPTCHA if you can. If you don't have the GD library installed, you should talk to your host, have them install the GD library, or compile the GD library with your PHP version so that you can run the more difficult CAPTCHAs and prevent the spam on your boards, or prevent the majority of spam on your boards. Also, enabling user activation will prevent a lot of it too, because a lot of them will enter invalid email addresses to increase the amount of spams that they can post, and a lot of boards just, you register, you can immediately log in. Well, user activation ensures that you have a valid email address. Even if it's a temporary email address, it still has to be valid, and somebody still has to go click on it. So that can prevent a majority of spam as well.
Yeah, the user activation is really useful. One option that's also right there next to user activation is admin activation. Personally, I don't think that unless you already have a developed community, like if it's for a club that you have where you know every single person, I think that it works really well for that. But if you're wanting to actually start a community online where you're trying to attract new users, I find that if you have to wait for the admin to activate your account, it really kind of detracts, and I'd rather go somewhere else than wait for an admin who I don't know when they're online.
Right.
Not to mention that puts a huge load on the administrator. You know, if you get a lot of registrations, that's impossible to do.
Well, that's why, it's good for those small clubs, as you said, where everybody in there. You might just have 200 people who need a small community, but everybody there, so you can activate everybody there. Or a church community that I moderated once, it's everybody within the group, it's admin activation, so we want to see who registers, because we just want to approve the church members themselves, not people from the outside. So it's within that group you can do admin activation in that particular stance. But if you have a large community like Starter Guide, I could never imagine putting admin activation on there. Our job would never end trying to activate users. And, of course, you have people who activate at 2 a.m. in the morning, my local time. I'm not going to get to it for another 6 hours. So it's obviously it's better for user activation if you have a board like that where you have lots of members, obviously. But for smaller clubs, admin activation does work quite well.
I was just looking at the statistics, and we've had 25 registrations just today on phpbb.com. That would be an absolute...
Based on your local time, which is 10 a.m. So that means we still have another... it's only 14 hours to go, and there's already been 25 registrations. Which is actually kind of low. So today's a slow day if it's to only 25 registrations by 10 a.m. But it kind of gives you the idea of the number of people that are registering on phpbb.com every day. It's a lot.
So you figure today will probably end.
You're muted again.
You figure today will probably end with about 60 registrations.
Oh, at least.
Yeah, I'm counting right now.
All right, well, let's talk about this Lend Invasion recap PHPBB Ascrius blog post that Acidburn posted yesterday. He talked a lot about the things that he talked about Lend Invasion, but this is in a text format, so you can go over and read it and study it a little bit more. So that's pretty nice, and certainly I would recommend reading that if you have not had a chance to read it, or if you're interested in the developments of PHPBB 3 and the future of PHPBB 3. He linked to the presentation that they gave at Lend Invasion, but he talked about, first of all, the requirement changes made in PHPBB 3.2, or Ascrius, as we'll call it. One of them, obviously, being PHP 4 will no longer be supported in that version of Ascrius, because the PHP.NET team drop support for PHP 4. They are also going to not support those older versions as well. And
well, they're also requiring PHP 5.2. So PHP 4 and PHP 5 through 5.1 will not be supported.
Right, so only 5.2, which 5.2 has some nice features that 5.1 doesn't have. So, you know, I like that idea. But also, you know, I have to think about by the time that PHP 3.2 will be released, by the time ASCII will be released, you know, PHP 6 may be released. So then PHP 5.2 will actually be an older version. So it just makes sense to go ahead and drop support for those older versions now, because by the time we get there, then you know, most everybody will have upgraded to PHP 5 or PHP 5.2 or PHP 5.3, because that's coming up pretty close. It should be sometime this year that PHP 5.3 is released. It's currently in alpha. But also they're doing the same thing for MySQL 3 and 4. MySQL versions 3 and 4 will not be supported either. Only MySQL versions 5 and 6 will be supported. Currently, MySQL only supports 5. They don't have support for 3 or 4. But also, the other database types will be the same thing. So they want to kick up the requirements. But the other thing that that does is it allows us to use a lot of features in PHP 5.2 and MySQL 5 plus that we were not able to use in PHP BB 3.0.x. Such as static classes, for example. Static classes you can't do in PHP 4, and you have a lot more flexibility with that in PHP 5.2. So you know, that's one of the major changes that's going to be made to the system, and that's a very exciting change too, because it opens up a lot more possibilities. You don't have to provide workaround functions for things or basically fallback functions. Significant frameworks and framework enhancements. I talked with Mike about this at LondInvasion too. It's quite a nice thing. The goal of Ascrius is going to be to separate each framework piece into parts that you can actually pull apart from PHPBB into independent parts for code. So you can use it as your own framework for your own site without having to use the entire board. So like you want to, let's say you have a site going on, but you want to be able to do a file cache of it, or maybe you want to use an Xcache library. You can pull the cache class along with the, you know, the Xcache class, the for caching and ACM, and now you can catch your site around that without having to run the whole PHPBB 3. So basically one of the ideas is they wanted to get rid of the spaghetti code and the interlacing. Everything does depend, one class depends on another class to exist and another class depends on that class, so you have all these dependencies, and they want to separate a little bit more so that they can be a little bit more independent. They can remove that spaghetti code and make things a little bit easier to use as a framework itself. Or as the way he put it, let's see, files, and it also makes it easy to use for unit testing and single point of entries, removing spaghetti code, as he said. The layout of the file structure will also change. Some of the files are, you know, don't make a whole lot of sense, or they aren't grouped consistently, is the way you put it. And they'll try to install this by using an easy-to-follow file system structure, which will be nice. So you won't have to try and do guesswork to figure out which function file contains the particular function that you're looking for. It will be very clear to you based on the file structure where that file is located, hopefully. Static PHPBB classes for creating global namespaces and grouping for most used globals. For example, like we most use globals like the template, user, database, config, I can think of that. Oh, cache, and I can't think of any others at the moment. But those are some of the most used classes that we use at the moment. Now, of course, config is not a class, but it's an array that we globalize all the time. Now, globalizing isn't such a great thing to do, but What they're going to do is they're going to change all of these to static classes. Like the it'll be referenced through phbbb double colon db or phbbb double colon user. So you can reference them as static classes instead of having to globalize them everywhere that you need to use them. So that'll help quite a bit in the actual OOP, which is object oriented programming. And that's going to be a little bit above many people's heads who are listening to this podcast, but it will be quite a nice thing for mod authors and developers of third-party applications that are wanting to utilize the features within PHPBB 3 or utilize the API within PHPBB 3. Now, it's a lot easier to use after you include a file. It's a lot easier to actually integrate those particular functions and functionalities within their own applications.
What was the problem with having them as globals? Just curious.
I read once about it before, and I can't think of it at the moment, and I really should have studied up on it before doing this podcast because I knew I was going to be talking about it. I cannot remember why globalizing is bad, but it's something
Isn't there the possibility of it over – if you're trying to like integrate PHPBB and another software, WordPress, Joomla, et cetera – can the globals interfere with each other if they have the same names?
It could definitely, yes.
That is the reason why they're introducing the namespace. The PHPBB namespace will prevent all that. And I know certainly that's been something that we're having to try and work around in some of the applications that I'm working with, where the framework that we're using has the same namespaces as some other framework that we're using. And so now we have conflicting namespaces, or not namespaces, but class names or defined class names. So like, for example, if I have two DB types now, I have to use some other DB class name for it. I have to basically change the name of the class so that it doesn't conflict. So adding the namespace will prevent that sort of thing from occurring. And also it'll eliminate globaling, which is nice. And I don't remember why that's nice.
it's nice to, it's also nice to just be able to use, the different classes that you need instead of having to globalize it first, so you can just use it right away. So that makes it easier for programming.
And one of the things that's going to make things safer too is the PHPBB root path and the PHP extension are also they're used in constants now instead of variables. So
those don't have to be globalized either. You can use them anywhere you need to.
Exactly, but also those are a lot easier to define now, and your IDE won't throw fits that you're using variables to include files because it's not safe. Mostly because of register globals, but also you never want user input directing including files. That can be that's called a cross-site scripting. It's a vulnerability.
I remember reading. On some of the security sites about some of the pre-modded versions had that issue where they didn't define the PHPBB root path. Mm-hmm. That stuff wasn't there.
Yes, there. That was a big issue. And yes, this is something that will be prevented as long as you have a defined constants for defined constant for PHPBB root path, then it's always defined. So, like a lot of the files, like for example, view topic, it actually checks to see if it's defined, and if it's not defined, it defines it. So that way, you can have a third script that defines the PHPBB root path as something else. And this is great for hooks, especially. It defines the PHPBB root path, then you can include the view topic in that particular page, and your PHPBB root path won't be overwritten. You will have defined your own root path for your own view topic page, basically. So that's kind of nice. Let's see. Class names prevent conflicts of third-party products code. We talked about that. Obviously, the class names will have their own namespace, so everything will be phbbb underscore something. So interfaces are phbbb underscore interface, abstracts are phbbb underscore abstracts, and so forth. And obviously, the DB class.
PHBB underscore template, that sort of thing.
Yes. So everything will be prefixed with that, and that prevents, obviously, that confliction or conflicting issue with other frameworks and other third-party applications. Okay, so examples of extending our framework. At the moment, some files do not call common to initialize everything. The example of that is like the download function. It does not call common.php, so it duplicates some of that code. So they're going to use another another file called init, I think that's what they called it, or like an init file. And what it will do is it will do this like base, these certain functionalities or this certain instantiations that will just be handled on a base level that everything uses, including common. And that way, it's a little bit easier for things like the download class, some third-party applications. If you just need to instantiate this base things, or you don't need to do, you don't need to create a session or something like that, you don't need to include the common file. That's great for that. Again, that's going to be a little bit over some people's heads, but okay. So the cache systems, there's some new cache systems within 3 points, or for Ascrius, that were not included in PHPBB 3, and those include like Xcache, APC, Accelerator module. There's the shop.
Shmop.
Shmop. Okay, that's it. Shmop. And a few others. Oh, Memcache. So those are kind of nice. So what that allows you to do is instead of like right now, by default, PHPBB 3.0.x has a file cache. So everything through their like database queries, templates, what else? So you have the global caches. Those are all stored on the file system in the cache directory. And what APC, Xcache, all these ACM modules enable you to do is they enable you to save content in those in the memcache. So like it stores it in the memory instead of in the file system, which will be really nice. And they're also going to expand the functionality of those so that you can store certain things in the database, because the database can store views and predefined queries, and you can store certain other things in the file, and you can store other things in the memory. So you'll have more control where you're storing your cache.
And as long as your server has enough memory, then it'll be a lot faster than file caching.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have the file write and read times. It's just reading it straight from memory.
Though most hosted sites will have to still use the file cache.
Yeah, so I imagine they would, but that would be extremely beneficial for things like dedicated servers, VPSs, co-location servers, things like that. So, like, for example, we would use the Xcache module because we have Xcache enabled on our co-located hosted server. And, so just it makes it a little bit faster. So that'll be nice. You know, fast is good. The new BB code parser. Have either of you had a chance to look at this in the new Ascrius repository?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay, this was committed by APTX, who was fairly new to the development team, and he created a new BB code parser along with David MJ that allows it allows a lot more flexibility, a lot more expandability within the BB code system, and it allows you to do things like nested parsing. Well, let me give you an example. Okay, so Mike said the new BB code parser will not suffer from the problems we faced previously within PHPBB 2 and PHPBB 3.0.x. It's already been committed to the repository, which is the trunk, Ascrius trunk, and will be completely replaced and enhanced. It will completely replace and enhance the old BB code system.
One of my favorite features on here is the stack-based parsing, where you have control over, you can turn off certain types of code, certain types of BB codes inside different BB codes. So, for instance, like you have your quote tag, you can turn off the code BB code for inside quotes, so that people can't post code inside quotes. Just a small instance there.
Or let's say, for example, like right now, you can't. Let me think about this. Okay, so you know how you can have the nested queries, or not the nested queries, I'm sorry, the nested quotes, right? You know,
yes.
you can have a quote within another quote within another quote within another quote. There are certain BB codes that you can't do that in. For example, let's say I wanted to create a div BB code. I can't nest a div inside of a div inside of a div inside of a div. I can't do that. The first end div, it ends the divs altogether. So it won't nest, it won't stack that way. So what stack-based parsing will enable you to do is actually set a BB code to be able to stack that way. So then I can nest a div inside of a div inside of another div. And it allows a whole lot more flexibility as far as BB codes go. Now, I don't know if the new BB codes will actually have, like, attributes. I don't see that in here, unfortunately. It was something that was discussed where you could actually define attributes for your BB code. But basically, you know, the attributes would be optional because you can define attributes within BB code right now. You know, they're just separated by a comma. But they're not optional. They're required. So I don't know. I'll have to look into this and see if those if the attributes are actually applied to the new BB code parser. But hopefully they are.
That said, the attributes can be very dangerous if you allow some of the wrong things, such as style, for instance. You can't let people have free reign with style. They'll deface your board.
Oh yes, yes, yes. We did. We tried that, didn't we? Actually,
we wanted to see if we could deface the board through it.
And they did. They ended up, you know, you had people like Elber F, who was previously Spambot, was his name, who would use a style tag to place smiley codes at the bottom right of your page, and they would always be there.
I love that one, too. You'd have the little smiley with the tongue sticking out on the lower right of your screen while you were scrolling.
And it would never go away.
Did it go across pages?
No. No,
just the page it was on.
Just the page it was on, yeah. So, you know, because you could, if you have, if you let everybody manipulate the style tag or the style tag within a certain code, you can do anything you want. You could change the look of the page. Like, you can put a 10-pixel border on every div in the entire page, and then it's really ugly. But then you can insert text. Some browsers will read text that you can be inserted via CSS. You can hack sites via CSS.
You can completely remove the header or any navigation, too.
Yeah. So, you know, BB codes aren't completely safe to use. You still have to use some sanity when you're creating custom BB codes.
What we need is an HTML BB code, right?
Right. Oh, here's a cool one. Okay, custom BB codes, regular expression support. So now you can use regexes when you're creating your new custom BB codes.
Now, this is fun for people like me, though most people cannot do regex.
Well, that's okay. You know, you would still have those topics on phpbb.com where people are defining new BB codes, and people are using those previously defined BB codes on their own boards. So you would have these BB codes, which, you know, we would start validating BB codes if people inserted regex into it, okay? But basically, that explodes the abilities of the BB code system altogether. I mean, you can do anything you wanted with it, pretty much, if you had regex support.
So we'll create a new team and call it BB code team. And their job is to validate BB codes.
I'm fairly certain the mod team will be able to handle that just fine.
So when are we going to see the BB code database?
Well, that'll be that'll be something that we'll consider for the next mod database. Is something that we'll be able to contain BB codes and other small things that people can include into their boards, even a word sensors list if they wanted it. So, yes, there will be – you can pretty much bet that when 3.2 Ascaris comes along that we will have a database for custom BB codes, because with regex support, people are going to want to utilize that functionality, but you're going to also want to ensure that it's safe to use.
And of course, in PHPBB 2, they had all the BB codes had to be mods, so they had to be validated by the mod team. So the mod team was validating BB codes.
That's true. And now only 3.0.x means the mod team does not have to validate BB codes anymore, because users can create their own. So they have running topics that are huge. They have BB codes, hundreds and hundreds of BB codes, and dozens that do the exact same thing multiple times. So the new BB code engine will be very fun. Again, this particular blog post is great for any developer who works with PHPBB 3 codebase or any mod author who's working with the codebase. It's a good read, so I definitely recommend it. Planned features. This is great. We already went over some of the new features with it, which are within the MCP, and you guys heard on the London Vision presentation that Mike considers the MCP right now to be crap. And we actually, that was the big theme at London Vision, that the MCP was really just crud. We hate. We don't like it the way it's designed. And yes, it is a big improvement over PHPBB2, but we still don't like the way it's designed.
PHPBB2 didn't have an MCP.
Right, and that to have one is a big improvement, right?
You could install one as a mod, but it didn't have one, so it's definitely a big improvement.
The MCP, you know, the problem with it is not that it's there. Obviously, it's nice that it's there. The problem with it is its usability. Like, it makes doing moderator actions just a little bit more difficult than we think they should be. So in AskReader, there will be a whole lot easier. Obviously, the moderator control panel, the way it is right now, is still very nice to use. It's still very beneficial.
Of course, the reason for that is Mike was saying that developers don't use the moderator control panel because they're not moderators, they're developers.
Right. Now, Colin, you use the moderator control panel probably most out of any of us. What do you most like, or what would you like to see happen to the moderator control panel?
I really like the front page view. It's nice to have them separated onto tabs, but the front page view is one that I absolutely love the most because you can see the new post requiring approval, you can see all the reports, you can see everything that I really need to look at as a moderator in one spot. Now, it's not as detailed, but hey, it
works. Yeah.
And we do have some stuff that... we're listing that we'd love to see in the next one, though.
Yes. There's a couple things that I'd like to see in the next moderator control panel, or really with the moderator functionality altogether. Number one would be the ability to see those unapproved posts and reported posts in a header. In the header, as a moderator, if you're logged in, you can see in the header, you have some unapproved posts that you need to go see or some reported posts that you need to go deal with, because right now you have to actually go to the moderator control panel to see those unapproved posts and reported posts, unless you're viewing a topic with an unapproved post or reported post. That's another way you can see it without being in the moderator control panel. But it'd be nice to have a header banner that would show some of that information in that reported posts and unapproved posts. So obviously, the moderator control panel is going to have a complete overhaul of moderation capabilities, and of course, adding the inline moderation capabilities within PHPBB3 will be so nice for moderators, making moderation a whole lot easier and quicker than it is right now. Which is right now, it's pretty nice. You click on the moderator control panel, it takes you to the moderator control panel view topic page, basically, where then you can split posts, move posts, merge topics. You can delete posts within there. You can do all kinds of actions from there. And you also have your quick mod tools, enable you to quickly lock a topic, enable you to quickly merge, move, copy the topic. So there's a various number of actions that you can do right now very easily. But obviously, the ultimate goal for AskReader is to make those even easier for moderators to use, and even a lot quicker. So it's like, one thing that I'd like to see is one-click banning, where you set up predefined, what is the board going to do when you ban a user? Is it going to move all their posts? Is it, it's like one-click banning for spammers, basically, or one-click banning is easy enough to do as it is, but one-click banning for spammers is specifically what I'm talking about. One click, it moves all the posts to the trash can, bans them, adds them to the banned group, gives them the banned rank in one click after viewing their profile. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes. I think that would be very nice. Get my 10 clicks down to one.
Yeah. Well, actually, it would be two because you have to view their profile.
True.
View their profile, one click ban. Spam ban. Put the spam ban on. Hey, maybe that will give somebody an idea for a mod within PHPBB 3.0.x.
Hey, just put something in the mod request forum.
Sure.
That was a mod request right there. Hint, hint.
All right, Ajax. Francis, you have a lot of experience with Ajax. Server-side library implementing some ACP pages for progress bars, configuration-dependent pages and content used for inline moderation tools. Ajax won't be used everywhere, but only where applicable and helpful. What are your thoughts on that?
What what I think this this progress bar thing, that actually looks cool. There are ways that you can use Ajax to see how much a file has uploaded. So your progress bar, instead of just being an animated GIF running across the side, it will give you an actual progress rate of how the upload's going. Let's see, server-side library. I think they're using jQuery, aren't they?
No, that would be XAjax, I believe. I mean, sure, you can use jQuery as a server-side library, but I think they're going to use XAjax.
Okay.
I don't know. They may develop their own, too.
That's what I would do. You know that.
Yes, I do. Every time I tell Francis, hey, let's use this Ajax library. No thanks, because they have 3,000 lines of code, and whatever you need done, I can do in under 50 lines of code. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I can't stand bloated JavaScript of any kind.
The where it becomes useful is not single features. Like, you know, for example, the light box. Okay, the light box is a single feature. It's doing one thing, and it's using thousands of lines of JavaScript to do it. Not because it requires those thousands of lines of JavaScript to do it, but because it's including a library that has thousands of lines of JavaScript. And because that library is meant to be used to do all kinds of other things as well. So if you have a site that's like powered by JavaScript or by Ajax, you want a server, you want a whole library. Because then on each page you can be doing something different and totally unique, and you don't have to build all this Ajax to deal with those specific circumstances, but you can build, or you can just have the library and it deal with all those specific circumstances without any duplicated JavaScript or making it take forever to develop.
Okay. It also looks like they're using Ajax for the moderator control panel. For inline
nice.
Moderation.
Well, that's not necessarily the moderator control panel, because obviously still be in view topic and view forum.
Yeah, inline moderation tools, that's what I meant.
Right. So if you delete a post, it would just go away without reloading the page.
Yeah, the note on here, not used everywhere, but where applicable and helpful.
Very important. Very important, because, we don't like just a completely Ajax-powered everything. Every little thing. You see some software out there where it's like every tiny thing is Ajax-powered, Ajax-controlled, this and that and the other thing. And it makes the software so bloated and so heavy on the server or the client side, either one, that it becomes completely useless.
Yeah, Ajax is real heavy on the client side.
Right, but you can have the server-side libraries, which are heavy on the server side as well.
Yeah. Especially the new Firefox 3, it cannot handle a lot of Ajax. So I had this one site, I had like two or three tabs open, and the site had a lot of Ajax built in, and Firefox just about froze up.
And that Ajax was built wrong, too.
Yeah, though it didn't do that with Firefox 2, and it doesn't do that with WebKit or Safari. So I browse around with WebKit and Safari because they're a lot faster in dealing with JavaScript and stuff like that.
So obviously the main idea is to improve usability with the Ajax, but not use it everywhere so that it becomes a pain or a load problem. So just use where applicable. So that's nice.
Yeah, even Facebook uses way too much JavaScript.
Yeah. Okay, the I Ching, what everybody's talked about for the last couple of years. Seriously, the event system. And actually, this was talked about. I can remember going to Area 51 for the first time. Well, not the first time, but watching development of 3.0.x and talking about the trigger event system. Okay, so the event system is trigger-based event system. It's you have four different things. You have triggers, conditions, actions, and callbacks. The trigger is a configurable trigger defined access point. For example, post new topic for a post event. Okay, condition, which is number two, is need to evaluate to true for the event to be triggered and action to be executed. For example, user reaches 20 posts and the condition is triggered. Okay, action number three. Action to be executed if the condition is true within the triggered event. For example, add user to group X. Okay. Number four is a callback. Callback for notification method for triggered events. So those are the four things. Those are four parts of the event system within PHP 3 that will basically allow you to do anything that you want to do within reason, of course. But you can set up all these different triggers. So this array of triggers and these different actions that it will take if the conditions result to true for these particular triggers. And it allows you to do things like, you know, if a user cannot let's say you put them in the registered users group, cannot post BB code. Okay, this is nice to have. Registered users group cannot post BB code. Then you put them in a second registered users group when they reach 10 posts. So once they reach 10 posts, then they can use BB code all they want. And that's, you know, it's just a typical spam prevention method. Or say they can't use their signature for the first 10 posts. So basically, once they reach 10 posts, the action is triggered to add them to another group. So that's a good example of the event system being used. And what are some other examples of the event system being used or useful?
It sounds a lot like the moderation queue that's in the pipeline for 3.0.3, where if you need to have a certain number of posts, and up until that point, the posts need to be approved.
Yeah, here's one of my favorites, too, what Neil showed us in London. When somebody created a new topic with a keyword in it, say like spam, that was his test, it would automatically put the new topic in the trash can. So then you could check it out later and see if it was spam, but that would almost completely eliminate spam right there.
Or you could do the same thing by just throwing it straight in the moderator queue. But that's a good example for just a word that you're knowing is you don't want people to use, period. You may have just registered users who like to, let's say, quick reply. What if we did that on phpbb.com for people who use quick reply? Could you imagine? I mean, anytime somebody would say quick reply, we'd throw their post directly into the trash.
I think it was like that for Ajax.
Why do we hate quick reply?
Do we? There's like 4 or 5 quick reply mods at least.
No, okay, let me reword that. Why do we not like quick reply within PHPBB 3 core?
Well, Mike was saying that it makes it more like a chat system instead of like a discussion board. So I think that's one of their main reasons. Personally, I like quick reply. because if you don't have a lot of time, you know, you can quickly reply to something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it is there, I do appreciate using it, but I don't miss it when I go to boards that don't have a quick reply mod installed.
No, I don't either.
I don't either. All it does for me is it saves me that extra page load and click. But it's still nice to have because sometimes they'll be like, all right, I'm going to type up this long reply and I want to actually browse the topic as I'm typing this reply. And we have that nice feature, of course, in PHPBB 3, which is post or topic review, which you can review the last, what is it, how many posts?
I think it shows like 20.
Okay. So it shows the last, or 15. I think it's 15. As a matter of fact, I don't remember exactly. I think let's assume it's 15, okay?
Post okay, review. While you're talking, I'll look it up.
All right, you do that. Okay, so post review. So while you click reply, you can do the post review, which shows in chronological format descending. So basically it shows you the most recent reply up on top and descends from there, okay? So you can use post review to review all the posts previous to your post, but sometimes you might have a topic that, let's say I read one yesterday that was 4 pages long, and I wanted to address several points that were made on pages 1 and 2, as well as 3 and 4. So I can't just use post review and do that. But I can now, of course, the way I like to type out long posts is to open up my text editor, type it out in my text editor, and then copy that and post it into the board. And that way, then I can, you know, manipulate it better or whatever. But what it enables you to do is instead of, you know, just viewing post review, I can browse around the topic and then put everything, dump everything into the quick reply when I'm done. Maybe on page 1, I don't have to go to the click reply. So that's where I found quick reply useful. Yes, I do not miss it either. When it's not there, and it's not a big deal if it's either there or not, it just saves me an extra click personally, or it helps me to reply. Let's say I'm replying to introduction topics, it helps me to reply a little faster, but other than that, it's not like a must-have feature. You know, like the moderator control panel is really a must-have feature.
I
number 10.
Oh, I counted 15.
Is that on phbbb.com?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It might be set to 10 on Star Trek Guide. Is that where you looked, Franz?
Okay, so that's probably an administration control panel setting somewhere.
I think it's the number of posts that you can actually view. phbbb.com may be set to 15, and Star Trek Guide may be set to 10.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Thought that was the case. All right, so...
Next one on the list is RSS.
RSS, wonderful. This is a highly requested feature, of course, one that people thought should have been included in 3.0.x, but 3.0.x was started development 5 years ago. Think about it. RSS was not popular back then, okay? So they wanted to go ahead and get PHP3 released, and Ascrius will include RSS feeds. There's plenty of RSS feeds, obviously, for... 3.0.x, there's plenty of RSS feed mods. There's some good ones out there, some simple ones.
Sounds like Colin's winding a bomb.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, I'm winding this. See this, listen. That's a bomb.
Oh, David.
I have a camera lens sitting in front of me, and I'm adjusting the aperture on it, just playing the aperture. It's, I don't know. Nervous habit, I guess.
Wasn't me this time.
So anyway, one of the RSS mods that Mike Asenburn pointed out in London Vision was actually the one by Shumi. I guess is how you pronounce his username. Shumi, yeah. So he's a really good programmer, so I would bet that his mod is really good. I haven't looked at it myself, but he's...
We installed it on Star Trek Guide.
Oh, yes. Yes, I forgot we did. And I like it. Yes, when I saw it. Haven't used it in a while, but yeah, it's good. I just view new posts, so the RSS doesn't mean a whole lot to me right now.
I'm glad you guys all know what's going on your own website.
Isn't that great? There's only two RSS feeds that I actually use. One is an RSS feed for commits for our Starter Guide site. And the second feed is the RSS feed for the wiki. I want to keep track of wiki posts, so I have it up in my bookmarks bar so I can see when new posts are made to the wiki by just looking up there. I don't have to continually check the wiki. And actually, I really should do that for Star Trek Guide, and I would definitely do that for phbb.com. But there isn't an RSS feed that will do posts on phbb.com. And we use it on Star Trek Guide, but I keep forgetting to actually, you know, use it. I should use it.
I know why I haven't used it. It's because you need the Pro Silver style to get it to work, I believe.
Really?
We're gonna make it
independent.
Yes, you need the Pro Silver style to make it work.
That explains why some people haven't used it. Okay, so we'll make it independent. We can easily do that. Okay, custom profile field changes is the next item. New types, image and floating point. Float, that's a double, that's basically a decimal, as opposed to like an integer, which you can have right now. Image, that's sure nice. That we would use on Star Trek Guide. We actually kind of hack the profile control panel. Well, not really hacky. We modify the templates to utilize the functionality of the profile control panel for PHPBB knowledge level, right? So that's one thing that we use on Star Trek Guide. So basically, if you can have a knowledge level between 1 and 10, it's a drop-down menu, between 1 and 10, and then based on that number, it assigns you a little badge, like a little number badge that has more color in it, the higher PHPBB knowledge level you have. So I have a knowledge level of 10. It's a big gold badge, okay? And some people have a knowledge level of 1. It's a little badge with the little green things over it. Anyway.
So pretty much if you like big colorful badges, pick 10. That's about all there is to it.
So basically what we did was we used integers, and then within the template we said, okay, we named our image files, you know, 1.png, 2.png, that sort of thing, okay? So then in the template we assigned those numbers directly to the image, because you can do that easily enough. But it means template modifications to do that. Not anything more. You don't have to modify any PHP to do that. It uses template modifications. But the new type image will actually enable you to, like, let's say I specify a drop-down of 10 different images. And, you know, it's like my PHP knowledge level, I choose 8. and it will give me that badge so I don't have to modify any templates at all. And there will be obviously many, many, many other uses for it beyond that, but it basically will expand that functionality. All built-in profile fields incorporated into custom profile fields. So basically, website, occupation, interests, what else? Even
probably birthday, too.
I don't imagine instant messengers. Let me see what's what would be included in that.
Okay. So basically, you'll be able to remove some of the default fields if you don't want them, which I know that there's mods out there to remove some of the instant messenger items.
Okay, location, occupation, interest, website, what else?
That might be a nice thing to remove to stop spammers.
I imagine that may be what. Now, will the Windows Live Messenger, Yahoo Instant Messenger, AIM, Jabber, ICQ, will those be moved to custom profile fields? I'm not sure, because those have special functionalities. Those aren't just profile fields. You click on, the Jabber one is. The Jabber one is just a custom profile field. Basically, it just shows your Jabber email address. But the others, the AOL Instant Messenger, the Yahoo Instant Messenger, Windows Live Messaging, those, you click on those and it gives you a pop-up box that, you know, allows you to add, contact, or send a message, and it shows you the Instant Messenger address of that particular user that you're viewing. So it has more functionality than just your basic Joe custom profile field. You click on the Yahoo one and that takes you to Yahoo for that particular messenger. So
those hard to say. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah. All right. The private message system enhancements. Read receipt requests. Remove outbox. Instead, show message status. User-based option to include the message text into the PM notification and proper report PMs. Private messages.
Something that I'm excited about, the proper report PMs.
What is it?
I assume it would be similar to the way
report
you
post.
Report a post, but for the private message system. And currently, whenever someone gets a spam PM, we encourage them to forward it on to the moderator team. But if there's an actual report PM system, it'll be nice to be able to get to that directly.
Here's a good example of why that's useful. Okay, let's say, like this other board that I'm a member of, I get these spam PMs every month. I'm guaranteed one at least, and so then I have to go find an online moderator to deal with it. But let's say you PM a moderator, or you forward it to a moderator who only visits once every 4 days. That person is not going to be banned for 4 days, which means he can continually send spam PMs to other members, just sending, and without being stopped.
Another reason that the event system will be very good, because you can keep people from using the PM system until they have like 10 posts.
Yes, that will be nice. Okay, but a good example of that, so let's say you receive one of those spam PMs, you click report this PM. It goes into the moderator queue for any logged-in moderator. So they go to the logged-in moderators in the moderator queue. They see, a private message has been reported. They click it. They can see the spam private message and deal with the user, which would in a lot of cases mean banning that particular user, because usually users would, I imagine, report spam private messages more than anything. But obviously has a lot more useful functionalities as well. Okay, but some of the other features that were there, user-based option to include message text into the PM notification. So what's that?
I really have no idea.
Okay, so that's basically where it's the text from the private message is included in your notification. You know, you receive an email notification saying, hey, you have a new private message on this board, right? So now that text from the private message is actually included in the notification email.
So you can read it without going to the board.
Exactly. Or preview it, which is nice also. Remove outbox and instead show message status. So now you don't have an outbox. You have a sent box, and it will show a message status. Was it deliver to all its recipients or not. And that's one of the other ones, read recipient request. Read receipt request. So you can see who has read the private message if you send it to like 5 different people. Like right now, if you send it to 5 different people, it's in your outbox until one of them reads it and then it's sent to your sent box. So you don't know if all 4 or if all 5 people read it or just 2 people read it or 3 or whatever. With read receipt request, you can, I imagine, that will be able to see who actually read it. What were you going to say, Francis?
Oh, I was going to mention the remove outbox. I actually like the outbox there because if somebody, you know, you can see, like right now I've got 4 messages in my outbox. I can go delete them because the people haven't logged in like a year or so. But, you know, we'll see how that goes.
That's the idea of the read receipt, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The read receipt will replace that. So that'll be nice. Authentication system, which is the auth system, is part of the permissions. Add support to update profile data, additional profile fields, and external tools to the authentication system. Extend to a system able to handle profile data, a tool able to be used by others too, and open ID support. Francis, so,
yes, what were you saying?
You have some experience in open ID. What is that?
Yeah, I'm going to mention these in order. Yeah, 1 second.
To lose your link.
okay, the profile fields. We're talking about the custom profile fields, and it looks like you can select who can use what in the custom profile field. So that's where the permissions are. Let's see, Open ID. Of course, a lot of people use Open ID now for logging into different systems. Google has their own OpenID type system, but then there's a lot of OpenID providers like myopenid.net. I have an OpenID account, but I was working with somebody who was actually developing an OpenID system for PHBBB. I don't think he is now. I haven't seen him for a long time, but that's going to be a real cool feature for a lot of people. So basically, you'll be able to use your username throughout the internet on any PHBBB3 boards. So that way you won't have to worry about your username being taken anywhere you go. You always have it.
What if there's already somebody registered on the board with that particular username?
I'm not sure what it will do. That'll be up to the developers to decide. But you'll have, of course, you know, your OpenID account has your OpenID. Let's put it this way. When you log in, you don't have to register. You just log in with your OpenID account. And it'll take you to your OpenID provider where you type in your password for the OpenID provider, and it'll deliver your information to the PHBBB3 board and automatically register you there, and you can start posting right away.
So it's a way to actually register you to that board without you manually registering. And it uses your profile information used in your OpenID profile?
Yes.
And so then when you log in with your OpenID and password, right?
Yes, that's correct. And it'll like send your OpenID avatar. Mm-hmm. It'll upload that to the PHBBB3 board. All your profile fields will automatically fill that in if possible. So it's a pretty cool feature.
Now, of course, this is not to say that this is exactly how this particular feature will work in Ascrius, but this is how this mod works, right?
I didn't actually get the mod. The mod wasn't nearly finished.
Ah. But that was what it was supposed to do?
Yes, that's what it was supposed to do.
Gotcha. All right. Some smaller plan feature style system no longer attempt to store templates and themes within the database. This is a nice one. One that I'm really excited about because a lot of the problems that we have right now with mod installations, people with their own boards and things like that, and I'm sure this is a big support issue, is that people are... people are making changes to their template in the administration control panel. The administration control panel cannot write directly to the files. It stores those templates in the database instead. The problem with that is that if you are, let's say you, stupid fly, let's say you make modifications to that template in your file system and you upload it via FTP, you can't see those template changes because it's pulling the template changes from the database instead. So you'll have a conflict there. You can't just override what you put in your file system or you could, but it's going to revert back, and then you'd have to re-upload it. Or if you, let's say you refresh the templates, then you lose all your changes that you applied in the administration control panel. So obviously you can see that just out of these couple of examples, it can be somewhat problematic. What this will allow you to do is it will, if it can save it directly to those files, it will go ahead and do that. If not, it will make changes to the primary location in the file system. That means, I imagine, this is just a guess because I don't know if they're going to implement it this way or not. They may choose a different way. But one way that you could do that is that you could actually use FTP. So if it can't save it to the file system, it'll give you an FTP option, and you can choose your FTP information or SFTP information, and then upload it to that particular location from the PHPBB3 administration control panel. So you can control that all from there. So that's one example of the ability to do this within PHPBB3, and that will prevent conflicts between the database and the file system, and it will make it a lot easier for mods to be installed, because a lot of times make your modification, modify the templates, and we get all these people coming back saying, I applied the changes and they're not showing up on my board. Why is that? Well, we have to tell them, okay, go refresh. Well, sometimes a lot of mod authors, one of the things we used to say is, well, you need to clear your template cache. Well, they think that means purge the cache on the main HTTP index page. Purge cache on the main HTTP index page does not purge the cache for the templates. It purges a global cache, but not the template cache. So you have to actually go to the styles tab, to that particular template, and then purge the template cache to refresh that template. So you have to give them instructions to go all the way there. So having the database no longer store those templates and those theme items and stuff like that will mean a lot easier time with support for mods, for regular support, preventing conflicts and things like that. It'll have some backwards compatibility as well. So that's one that I'm particularly excited about. Topic titles prefixes. Do you guys know what this is? It's topic tags prefix. You're muted.
I was actually talking to Vic, one of the PHPBB developers. He was making me stutter. Anyways, the topic prefixes, that's great for things like support forms or like requests, stuff like that.
So here's a good example of it. I actually had a topic tags prefixes mod that I abandoned because I just needed to concentrate on some other development things. But basically what it allowed you to do is if you could post a support request and it said support. Once that was solved, the moderator could just from view form choose solved from the drop-down menu, click submit, and that topic would be marked as solved, so everybody else that came along, they could see that they could see the solved topics, especially helpful for support team members. They could see solved topics. They could see topics that still need to be replied to, still need help replying. So that's one useful thing. I'll go through these real quickly. Special maintenance forms like a trash can and archiving, so it makes it a lot easier. I think we just lost Colin for a minute. Let me bring him back in. Hold on,
I
one
think
second.
He fell asleep.
No. Go ahead, French, can you go through those?
There he is.
Hey, Colin.
Okay, I'm back.
Sorry, we lost you there. All right, so we talked about the topic tags prefixes. The special maintenance form, this is a trash can and archiving form. So it's like a special form. Currently, PHPBB 3.0.x doesn't have this feature. This is something that we utilize both on PHPBB.com, Starter Guide, and most of the other boards that I moderate. We create a trash can form which only moderators can view and moderate in. So instead of deleting posts, we can throw these posts into the trash can. Or another useful thing would be archiving. So you're some topics, after a certain period of time, let's say you apply event trigger, after a topic reaches a certain age, it's thrown to the archive forum where people cannot apply to it, preventing people from bumping topics that are 2 years old, which we see on phpbb.com sometimes.
I know, as a moderator, I'm going to really appreciate the trash can forum. It's really nice, as we have it on phpbb.com, where we can look back if there's a problem with a user that maybe they had spam before, maybe we told them not to do something before. We can look back and say, here is exactly where we told you not to do it, so now we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the second usage for that might be archiving. I also imagine, and it would be nice if it worked this way, I don't know if it will or not, but if you hit the delete button, okay, that brings me to, first of all, the second feature with the deletes, and that is soft delete. That means that when you click the delete button, it doesn't delete it forever. It just basically, it's kind of like unapproving a post, but it's actually deleting it. So people can't see it. It's like it's deleted to everybody else except moderators, really. That's soft delete. And that means that you can revive it later if you need to, or you can hard delete it from there if you need to. But I'm sure that will be permission-based. But the other thing that I was, can you imagine, for example, let's say you're deleting a spam post and you click delete, it goes straight to the trash can instead of being deleted permanently. So that way you can review it later. But that would be a nice functionality if you could use it that way, which I'm sure with the event system that you can actually use it that way. You can put a trigger on delete and have, if somebody clicks delete, it moves it to the trash can. So I imagine it would work that way. So that would be kind of cool. So between soft delete and the special maintenance form, would be very helpful for moderators especially. CAPTCHA plugins. Fitting with our theme, you can install different plugins for CAPTCHAs. So you can install your own unique CAPTCHA within PHPBB 3 just by drag and dropping a new file in. Go to the administration control panel, choose that new CAPTCHA as your default. Or what would be nice is if you could rotate them. So every time somebody registered, they get a different CAPTCHA, completely different CAPTCHA. That's what we had in the early PHPBB 3 beta. Where you could rotate through the CAPTCHAs. Every time you registered, you would see a different CAPTCHA. That was pretty cool. Sessions, workflow, simplification, support for queued edits. Extend cron to be able to define the times for execution. Right now, cron just runs when it's supposed to run, or cron just runs when it's time to run instead of the defined time to run, which Joomla does define times to run, where it's actually set by the server. The server will run the cron job. Improve error logging by enabling additional notification possibilities. And editable, frequently asked question and board terms. That's actually a frequently, most of this stuff actually is frequent mod requests or popular mod requests, really. Editable FAQ, that's basically where you can edit your own FAQ. Because right now we just have your predefined FAQ. If you need to edit it, you have to go into your language file and edit it from there. So this will make editing FAQ quite a bit easier. Helps system to support admins and moderators. Little help icon with inline layer. Ability to adjust default user preferences and options. So now you can choose what the default preference. For example, let's say notify me on replies is turned off by default. The only way to turn it on is to change the options in the users table, which not everybody can do. So what this will now allow you to do is it actually able to enable you to set default options, default preferences for users. We may add support for services such as Akismet. So that will catch spam because the Akismet service, for those of you who are bloggers, you know who that is and how that catches spam. So that could be useful. Use default language variables as a fallback if something language dependent is not available. So let's say your board is multilingual. You include English, French, and German. And you install an English mod. Well, that English mod doesn't have French and German translation. Those variables which are missing in French and German, instead of just showing the missing variable, it will show the English variable in it instead. So it'll basically be like a fallback. Nice option for mod authors, developers, and people with multilingual boards who I'm sure have to deal with that on a continuous basis. You guys can feel free to inject on any of this if you hear something interesting.
No, but you're doing a really good job. I really have anything to add.
Allow IDN plus IRI domain names. Francis, what is that?
I have no idea.
Isn't that I don't know much about them, but isn't that the domain names that are maybe written in Chinese or that sort of thing?
Yes, it's...
It's non-ASCII characters?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's international domain names. That's IDN, basically. Internationalized domain name. And yes, that does allow you to enter ASCII characters. I don't recall that I've ever actually seen a domain name like that. But
I've seen example ones, but nothing real.
Yeah. Same here. I've seen example ones, but nothing real. I always thought it turned it into the hex code for those characters. But anyway, it will... PHPBB3 will allow for the IDN IRI domain names, which I believe may... who knows? That may just be a future thing. Well, no. It implemented back in... let me think for a second. That would have been back in the late 90s that it was implemented. But maybe people don't utilize this as much because most of the web doesn't support it. But anyway, you know, those may be supported in the future, so IDN IRI domain names will be supported within Ascrius. Full multilingual support for allowing certain text to be defined in several languages. For example, form names and form descriptions.
I figured that would be really useful for a multilingual forum.
Yeah, I actually saw this request come through very recently on Area 51, where basically they said, well, we want a form name to be in three different languages. We want, you know, English, French, and German. So depending on which language you're viewing in, say you're viewing in German, you can see that forum name in German. And, you know, this is great for a lot of those international boards that, again, support multiple languages, even Joomla. You know, you'd have the Joomla, certain forums there are, let's say, Vietnamese. So you'd have the Vietnamese translation, or if you're viewing in English, it would say Vietnamese instead of Vietnamese characters. So, and if you're viewing in Vietnamese, it would show you that forum name in Vietnamese. So that'd be where that particular thing was useful. So those are nice. Proper daylight savings time handling and automatic daylight savings time switching. That means no more manually going, oh, it's daylight saving time, I have to go to all my PHPBB boards and set my daylight savings time to on.
How many different countries do daylight savings time? I actually have no idea.
Did you want an exact figure?
approximate would be fine.
No, a lot of countries in the world, I believe in most countries in the – well, not – countries in the world, but most European countries, at least. And of course,
here in the U.S., it's not standardized. Some areas do it. I think there are a couple states that don't.
Arizona doesn't do it. Arizona does not go on to daylight savings time. So half the time they're in Pacific time zone, and half the time they're in the Mountain time zone. So, and I think that's the only state that doesn't do it, if I remember correctly. But again, that's a good example for like. The automatic daylight savings time switching. One thing that I was talking with Francis about yesterday was the ability to automatically determine your time zone. But how do you do that? You use AJAX in JavaScript, because what it will do is it will, okay, you can determine the browser's time zone, but not through PHP. It has to be through JavaScript. So then JavaScript would send that as an AJAX call back to the database and set your, with your session ID, set your time zone offset. So now you're viewing the entire board. By the second click, you're viewing the entire board in your time zone. So, like, you know how right now, if you log out of phpbb.com, I think you get to view everything as if you're in London, even though you may be in Seattle.
Perfect example.
Yes. So, you know, that would be a nice thing to have. But they don't list that in here, so that's just me rambling. Okay, so the last final event, different series of items that he has on that list, events, plugins, hooks, the API, and the code. I won't go into details on these because we're running short on time here, but basically he shows in layers between the events, the plugins, the hooks, the PHPBB API, and the core code who would be dealing with what. For example, events, administrators would be doing that or would be dealing with that. Plugins can be developed by developers, installed by administrators, but the API is used by application developers and mod authors, and the code is used by developers and core developers and only touched by core developers. So,
well, you missed hooks there. Hooks are used to integrate PHP into Joomla or WordPress or that sort of thing.
Or Coppermine or whatever third-party board or third-party software that you have, you can integrate it using the hook system. The hooks will be quite a bit expanded, and I think that was something we missed a little bit before. Hooks, they will drop into various classes so that you can manipulate or and that's one of the nice things, actually, within PHP 5.2, you can overload function, or you can overload methods, and that was not previously available. So that will be one thing that the hooks will allow you to do for third-party applications. You can do function overloading, which will be a nice thing. So that about sums it up. Again, if you want to read this, we'll have a link in the show notes. It's also in the chat room. Yes, Subsilver 2 will be dropped. And Mike said party. So, yeah, Subsilver 2 will be dropped for Ascrius, so we'll just have ProSilver then. And so I'm kind of excited about that. Subsilver is kind of the last standing thing between PHPB 3 and PHPB 2. A lot of people are going to hate me for saying that because they really like PHPB 2 and the look of PHPB 2. And Subsilver 2, which is, and that's actually one selling point that we've been using for PHPB 3. People are like, I like the way PHPB 2 looks. Well, install Subsilver 2, and you can get it exactly like that, pretty much. It looks just like PHPB 2 when you install Subsilver 2.
But Ascrius won't happen. So much better.
One thing that that doing this will allow, first of all, it will decrease the number of templates that the developers have to modify every time they change something. The other thing that it will do, obviously, is Subsilver 2 has the restrictions of tables, which are a pain. They really are. Divs and tableless design are a lot easier to manipulate. Obviously, you'd still use tables for things like tabular data, but tables are no longer used for design. You know, the member list is a good example of where you can use a table. But the view topic page is a good example of where tables shouldn't be used for the layout. You know, tables should be used for tabular data, which is like an Excel spreadsheet. That's a table. That's where you can put data inside of a table. It's not a layout platform. So dropping Subsilver 2 will mean a lot more. It'll mean faster development for PHPBB 3.2, Ascrius.
I'm sure everyone will appreciate that.
Yes. So a lot of good things coming up the pike. We'll quickly go over the mod and style of the week. The mod of the week actually fits in our theme with moderation. It is called Anti-Bot Question by COC. This adds a admin-controlled anti-bot question to the registration page and the ACP. This is, again, a good example of having a unique CAPTCHA, but it's not actually a CAPTCHA. It's where it asks you a question. You can, the administrator can define various questions that they want to use. That means you can define it in your own language. And then the user has to answer it to be let into the board. If they don't answer it correctly, then they're not let in. They have to answer a different question. So, again, it'll be a good spam stopper. It definitely is going to defeat bots for now. Again, that's unique, so it's going to defeat bots. So the link to that will be in the show notes. That's Anti-Bot Question by COC. And the style of the week is by Dark Fantasy. The style name is Dark Fantasy. The author is Daniel X, or Daniel EXE. And it's a blue RPG themed style, and this one is really cool. The link is in the chat room, and I'll paste it to you guys. France, did you see this one?
No, I did not.
Okay, check this out. I think you'll like this one. and click on the demo, the styles demo. Again, this is from the styles database. This one's, again, a little bit darker theme. It's a dark fantasy. It looks like a scroll design, so it's got the toy paper on the inside, and it is fixed width, and it looks like it's based on Subsilver too, but hey, it looks cool.
It looks darn cool. So, some of the bots are a little hard to read.
Ah, yes, because of the color. Of course, that's because, now, assumably, if you install this in your own site, you would have changed the bot color, or your own username colors, you'd change that color. But because this is phpbb.com styles demo, obviously we're not going to change that, but mm-hmm. But yes, that can be changed easily. So that's Dark Fantasy by Daniel EXE, and that's our style of the week. Link will be in the show notes. Some final notes. Check out phpbbweekly.net. The PHPBB Weekly forums are on StarTrekGuide.com, where you can propose topics for us, discuss topics that we discuss on the podcast. The next episode will be episode number 80. That'll be next Saturday, September 27th, at the usual time. Douglas should be with us then, so hopefully that will be the case. And PHP Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. Check out techpodcasts.com for all your tech podcasts. And that's about it. Any final thoughts?
Thanks for letting me come on. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Colin. Maybe we can do it again.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well, thank you guys for joining me. It's always fun when I get to bring some PHPV team members on. Brings a little different flavor to the podcast, changes it up a little bit. So just me and Douglas rambling. Not that we necessarily ramble, except we do. All right. So that'll do it for today's show. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for more PHP Weekly. A successful community begins with you. Tag, you're it. Thanks for joining us, everyone.